The opinions expressed in the Out of Depth podcast are individual and do not necessarily represent Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Regardless, thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Out of Depth podcast with your hosts,
Isaac Midod,
Zach Thompson,
Ryan Price,
and Michelle Frank.
Sit back and relax as we go out of our depth.
Welcome back to the Out of Depth podcast.
Out of Depth podcast.
Out of Depth. Podcast.
Do we want to talk about how this podcast came to be?
Yeah.
Okay. Isaac, that's all you.
Okay, well, I'll start it off.
That's true.
So I was too nervous to ask these guys if they want to hang out with me. So I said, hey guys, shut up. I hate you.
And
I
said, hang out with
I was like, hey guys, I think we're cool and awesome. Do you guys want to start a podcast? And they said yes. And actually, the podcast was originally supposed to just be Ryan, Mish, and I, but last second.
Wow.
This is news to me.
Really? No.
Oh, wait, that is.
Zach wasn't in the group chat until the last day, remember?
No, I don't remember. I just thought that Zach was part of it the whole time.
I always had Zach in, like, in the back of my mind, who, like, I want to join because 3 is like an odd number.
Oh, in the back
I always thought it was originally you two, and then I joined because I wanted to be on a podcast.
Really?
And then Zach also joined at kind of the same time.
I'm not gonna lie, when you came up to me, I thought that you already asked Zach and Ryan. Like,
really?
You made it sound like you already had them on board.
No, I always
Zach was the last.
Zach was the last guy.
I just remember you guys were like talking in the lounge about something, and then I was like, "Oh, you guys are making a podcast? Can I join?"
Well, yeah, no, because you were just like, hey, I really just want to find a reason to, like, hang out with you guys. And you made it sound like you asked already, like, a couple people and stuff like that. So I was just like, oh, so Zach and Ryan are already on board.
Yeah, I thought, honestly, I thought Zach was, like, already too busy with, like, his life. So I was like, oh, and at that point, like, we weren't the closest. So I was like, oh, he doesn't care about me. But then I asked Zach, and he's like, hell yeah, I'll join. And I'm like, woo! So, honestly, adding Zach was the best last-minute decision. But,
you know it.
Actually, it was the worst last minute decision. Why would you ever do that?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I was actually supposed to do a Spirit Live live show this semester.
Wait, really?
With Ryan.
We were, yes.
Wait, what's popping culture?
What's popping culture?
It got scrapped because it was supposed to be with Ryan, Jack, and Tiana, but it got scrapped at the last minute because it got too busy.
Yeah, that group, I'm not going to call them out, but you are part of a group that is infamous for making plans and then falling out of them pretty frequently.
Well, it's not like the plan actually went very far. We didn't actually do like an application or anything.
We barely even got a name.
So
what's popping culture?
We talked about it like a couple of times, and then we didn't end up doing it because I took on this.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that I'm infamous for not doing stuff.
I feel like you're actually pretty on top of
that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, but wait. Do you think that what's popping culture will ever see the light of day, or is
that
just
if we're
like
keeping you till next year?
Probably not.
Yeah,
probably not. Okay.
Because if we're keeping him till next year, which I hope we are.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Zach's actually leaving so that Jack can replace him.
Oh. No. No.
This is when I make the unfortunate announcement that this will be the end.
Up.
Of season one.
Yes.
Yes.
Season one out of
no them. I this has been like a good opportunity to continue like practicing like audio editing and stuff, and you know it's good to put on like a resume and stuff that I've been doing this, so yeah, I'll definitely be doing this if we get approved by Spirit Live again next year. I'm definitely down
100%.
To continue.
I mean, we already proved ourselves to them with our first season, you know. You, Zach, and Isaac, you kind of did more work than me and Ryan in terms of this podcast, I feel.
Yeah,
because you guys were doing like all the audio editing and stuff.
How was that? I just had a fun time like hanging out, getting the free, you know, creative practice hours. And,
oh yeah, no, it was pretty free. I mean, well, I did like the graphics for like the advertising.
Yeah. Mish did most of the graphics. Yeah. Ryan was low-key just here, just we could like put it on TMU chairs.
Yeah, no, Ryan's,
yeah, that's true.
Ryan's
yeah.
like the face, you know what I'm saying?
Low-key. And I'm fine with that. Like, I like editing. Like, I was really excited to, like, edit the audio. So when Zach came up, he was like, can I edit the audio? I was like, sure, man. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm happy.
You were like, no, I want to edit everything.
I got my own YouTube videos I got to work on, too. So, like, honestly, yeah, no. I'm,
bro,
I was really happy
like
to get
once
work.
A month, if
I've not posted
not
since, like,
that.
October.
You post, like, once a
yeah.
year, bro.
I've not posted in October. I have 3 videos lined up soon, I promise.
I Whoa. Keep getting one of your videos that I've already watched.
Which one?
Like, your Valentine's Day video from, like, whenever. Keeps coming up on my feed, and I'm like, I've watched this video already. But I don't want to press, like, like, don't recommend me this video. Because
really?
If you have something else come out, you know,
my mom
I want
has
it on my feed.
You know,
but it keeps coming up, even though I've watched it.
Yeah, no, my mom hasn't finished that YouTube. My mom watched halfway through. She's like, it's so cringe. I can't finish it. It's like,
yeah,
we all love you, Mom.
I mean, to be fair, yeah, high school Valentine's Day video.
It worked.
You've been
yeah.
doing this for years.
I've been doing this for years. I've been a cringe master for a while. To be cringe is to be free.
You know, okay.
Don't judge me. But anyway.
So how was editing the podcast? What did you guys
Yeah, I heard a lot of last minute rushing from you
yeah.
guys.
Yeah, well, it's not like the editing was last minute rushing. It's more like the recording was. And then the editing becomes a last mm-hmm. minute rush because you got to do it in like 4 hours or whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So for viewers who don't know, typically, the plan was that we record on Friday, and then by Monday, we have it edited. But I'm pretty sure for every single episode.
Most.
I think we recorded one.
Maybe. I think our first one was on Friday. Mm. I think every other one, we had to book it on Monday afternoon, mm-hmm. which
yeah.
gave Zach and Isak, I think, maybe 6 hours or
four,
something.
Like 4 to 6 hours, depending on how late we recorded.
Yeah, yeah.
And depending on if we went to class after, which
yes.
I often did.
Yeah, you kind of did. You kind of gave yourself like 2 hours a lot
yeah,
of times.
Yeah, and plus like my commute home is an hour and a half. So then I'd go home and I would like literally like not eat. I wouldn't eat and I just like end up going to bed like 3 a.m. But then I have Tuesdays off, so it was fine. But I know for Zach, it was kind of rough.
Yeah, I mean, the last episode actually was like pretty chill because I like made us like give it to half an hour. So I just yeah. cut down like 5 minutes and it was actually I enjoyed editing that last episode. I feel like it turned out pretty well.
I'm excited to listen to it. But yeah. the episode with Ronan took me way longer because it was like almost 40 minutes of audio and I had to cut 15 minutes down. Like I knew what to cut down, but it was still like I went to bed like 3 a.m. It was fun. I really enjoyed editing it because it was really funny. I yep. think it's one of our funniest episodes.
You also had to bleep out.
I also had to censor. I also had to worry whether or not like Spirit Life was gonna flag us, and then I had to cut out more. But then the swearing was like half of what was funny about it.
Yeah.
So
also, I will say like I think our first episode was really good with the cooking, and then it kind of tapered off from there.
Yeah.
But then I think the short film episode was definitely, I think, our best episode.
Yeah. Okay, so mm-hmm.
I think Ronan did play a factor in that.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it was a guest and it was kind of new mm-hmm. and stuff. But.
Yeah, so a couple things. One, I actually haven't listened to any of our final, like, I haven't listened to any of our episodes. I'm not going
to
lie.
I re-listened to the Ronan episode today on the way here.
No, I have not listened to any of them yet.
Wow.
I'm honestly planning, like, my plan is for, like, the end of the year to, like, compile just like all the stuff that I've made throughout the year and then just send it to my friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. So then like around that time I'll probably listen to the episodes. From what I've heard though, it seems like every episode gets better in quality. That's what I heard. But I don't know. Like you guys listen to it. What is it?
I did listen to a bit of the short film episode, and what I will say is that you guys in that room did a really bad job of keeping the microphone close to your face. So like, and like Isak didn't like go through with like gain staging every single thing because that would have taken forever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, especially Ronan.
Well,
he was away from
because well,
like,
see
like
Ronan.
Here, you know,
Ronan is a new media kid,
like
so he like
so it does it just didn't. Yeah, that was unfortunate.
No, because you got to understand, right? So we were in the other room, and we were watching just on the monitor the Internet Burger.
Burger.
But so, like, we were kind of just having our own little conversation, kind of, like, near the mic. Like, we kind of, like, there were some points where I think, like, I would turn on my cough mic to say something, but it would pick up on Ryan's mic and stuff like that. And so that's where, like, the audio kind of gets, like, whack. Because I didn't want to, like, interrupt you guys while you're, like, talking about your editing and stuff like that.
I think
But it was just such a fun episode. I like guests. We should bring more guests for next
definitely,
season.
Definitely, 100%. I think the one thing with Ronan was that he's, like, a new media kid, so he, like, doesn't know very much of you know, audio and stuff like that, even though he did an audio class.
Yeah, because then they do 104.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
They do 104.
He has no excuse. But, what?
Yeah,
no. They did 104, but they're new media kits.
So they don't care.
They have as much experience with being in like a podcasting booth as we do then.
Yeah, because they're too busy doing like... Well, we've done
this, but like as any other media production student would have at this point.
They're too busy like gluing googly eyes onto spoons.
Dude, that's true. And like making like 7th grade woodworking projects.
High spirit life. I hope none of you are new media kits.
Oh, but, I wonder.
I wonder. Yeah, no, but on the topic of guests... I kept promoting the podcast everywhere to the point my friends were like, can you stop posting about it on Instagram? It's all I see now. But the people in our media production group chat, actually, like, a lot of them listen to it, and they want to be, like, guests next time. So if this gets approved next really time, I am so
down. We want to talk about future plans?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so I actually do want to talk about it because it seems like you're excited.
Sure.
You're excited.
I mean, obviously, we hope to do this next year. Season 2 of the Out of Death podcast.
Bigger and better.
Yeah. And we'll actually have time to prepare the stuff because I think most of our things that we actually did were very last minute. And kind of backup options.
I think our plan is, if I'm not mistaken, it could always change, but I think our plan is to do bi-weekly.
Bigger ideas.
Yeah, bi-weekly with bigger ideas, and then do both semesters, so we still end up with 6 episodes at the end of the year, right?
And then by the end of next year, Isak and I, because we'll be co-editing, I assume, again next year, we'll have all of our creative practice hours. Yep.
Yeah, no, because you guys get more creative practice hours because you edit, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, but, dude, I still got to, like, submit creative practice hours.
I've been doing it for you guys.
What?
Oh, you have? Oh, my gosh. WESAC.
Well, I still have, like, other creative practice hours from other stuff I got to see.
Because Spirit Life gave us a chart to keep our stuff, our hours in check. Mm-hmm. So I've just been doing everybody's throughout, like, every time we submitted. So
do I get extra for doing the graphics?
You get, I think, 3 extra hours, maybe. Like, one time.
You know what? That's fine.
Yeah, no. Whatever. But... I want to go through the ideas that we were originally supposed to do.
Oh, wait. So, do we want to talk about potentially Jack first, or do you want to go through your ideas?
Yeah, so I was actually thinking about this because Jack wanted to come. Jack is our friend, lovely friend. Hi, Jack. Jack O'Lantern.
Hi, Jack.
Jack is also the profile picture for the...
Vandals group.
For the Vandals group.
Oh, yeah, we have a
group chat.
Yeah, and we have a group
chat. If you don't know, the Vandals are us.
We are the Vandals.
We are the Vandals.
We are the Vandals. Yeah, that's our. We're so cool.
I'm looking at it right now. Jack is the profile picture of the group chat, and it's so funny.
He has his one card picture.
It's his one card.
He's quite dapper looking.
We might post it on the Instagram.
Yeah. We need to post a lot on the Instagram.
Wait, we say we're going to post a bunch of stuff on the Instagram, and then we should
never
do. No, we should probably just like spam post everything. No. Well, if Jack does join us, then we should just like Super Smash Bros.
New challenger.
But then with us, like, as one card.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So are we planning on having Jack as a new host?
Yeah. So I was hoping I would really like, ideally, but I think this is too much. I'd like to get Jack and Ronan, but 6 people in one room. Is so much.
I also feel like 6 people on a podcast.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's chaotic.
So that's why I'm thinking like Ronan for one episode was already enough. I think.
Yeah, screw him.
Listen, if we have the budget and the time, also keep in mind, trying to, what's the word?
Coordinate?
Trying to coordinate schedules with 4 people was hard enough. Imagine 6 people and Ronan isn't even in our program.
Yeah.
So, and we have different schedules, and some of us are getting jobs next year.
If we do 6 people, then we would have to split into 2 podcasts.
Yeah.
And then one would be the Out of Death podcast, and then one would be the, we're totally in our depth right now, you know? Like, just like doing stuff that, like, just like going about their normal day, doing stuff that's like not out
grocery
of the ordinary.
Shopping.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Like,
you don't grocery shop.
We know.
Out of Depth. We grocery shop. Actually, that was part of the cooking episode.
It was. But yeah, so I would like to get maybe one more person, but I am still very open to getting guests.
Right, because
I think our big thing is next season, we're going to have a lot more guests.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so maybe like 5 hosts plus a guest might be a lot. But we'll talk about it. We'll see the logistics of it, you know?
Yeah.
Because that also means that the rooms that we book, like, we would have to book, like, this room that we're currently in.
Yeah. pretty consistently, and it probably doesn't have issues.
Yeah, and we would have to get both of the rooms. And is there a way to book everything at the beginning of the semester?
I'm sure we can, but keep in mind, I'm about to list all the ideas we had and how none of them worked out.
Yeah, so why don't we go through the list of just all the ideas that you gave, okay, and then just
So all of the ideas. So I was spitballing. So also, the original idea for the podcast name was supposed to be Never Have I Ever and then done something.
Never have I ever.
And I brought the idea to you guys. You guys were fine with it, but then we spent an hour trying to come up with a better name because it sounded like it was like a girl sleepover.
And there's already a podcast that has that name.
That's so cringe.
And then I think was it Zach? Did you come up with Out of Depth? Someone came out with someone came up with the name Out of Depth. Uh-huh. And then we looked it up and we thought that it was taken, but what was actually taken was Out of Depth Plays.
Yes.
But not Out of Depth. We circled back and we're like, this actually isn't taken. Let's just do this.
I think the name was kind of a workshop because we were just trying to think of terms that just meant that you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah.
And so I think we were literally just I just recall Googling synonyms of not knowing what the hell you're doing, literally that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Out of Depth, it kind of sounded good.
So yeah, it worked. But for the episode names, I still labeled it Never Have I Ever Cooked, Never Have I Ever Went on a Dating App, because I wanted to keep that essence. Mm-hmm. But, so that was Out of Depth wasn't even supposed to be called Out of Depth, but then we changed it. But some of the ideas were learned a language. We all do a load of Duolingo and kind of turn it into a competition, and the winner gets a prize. So Ryan does it. Never have I ever read the dictionary, but no one wants to read. Never have I ever ran a marathon.
Oh,
walked 100,000 steps in one day. I don't know if that's feasibly possible.
The problem with those ones is that they were just going to take too long.
Yeah. Starting a band, stand-up comedy, trying out dating apps, cooking, snorkeling or scuba diving, go fishing, become a pro wrestler, made a music video, and camping. And the ones that we were planned... that we actually planned at the beginning of the year, cooking, then start a band, then stand-up comedy, then martial arts, then run a marathon, and then this last episode.
Yeah, so we did one of our ideas, right? I guess stand-up comedy kind of counts.
We kind of did stand-up comedy.
We'll get a half mark for that.
It morphed into something else.
1.5 out of... Well, I guess with this one, 2.5 out of 6.
That's a failing grade. No, because the issue is a lot of planning because you're doing weekly, and then a lot of stuff that we wanted to do was just weather related stuff. You can't do camping when it's negative 20. You can, but we're not gonna go negative 20 degrees camping. Yeah.
I mean, I'd be down.
I mean, Ryan would.
I mean, I'd be down.
I probably would. I've been camping once, but I would go. I would go negative 10.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, because I knew you guys had your limits when I offer hey, we can run the marathon this week, but it's just super rainy. And Zach was like, I'm not running in the rain, my guy. And
dude, I was fine.
We would have got. It would have been cold, and we would have just been sick.
No, it was warm. It was warm.
The problem with running a marathon is people train for months to run a marathon, and we're just going in with it having no training at all.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, let's walk a marathon. But then the problem is if you walk a marathon, it's just going to take so freaking long.
Walking a marathon would take us 20 hours or something. No, because and it just doesn't sound cool. Never have I ever walked a lot. We've all walked a lot. That's not... that was a big consideration for me because a lot of the ideas just didn't sound either they were too unfeasible or they were just too small scale and lame, So that was
Never have I ever tried the dating app.
Do your girlfriends listen to the podcast?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, actually? Oh,
okay.
Hello.
I actually have a story. So I send my girlfriend all the podcasts when they come out.
Uh-huh.
I sent her the dating app one. Oh, no. And she was 3 seconds away from murdering my entire head off because she thought that I went on a dating app. So then I had to quickly explain to her, I did not partake in this. you know.
That's about horrible. So wait, Zach, did that happen to you too or no?
No, because I told her that we were doing that, but she knew that I wasn't going on the dating app. So
yeah.
Then she was fine with it after I explained it, and she was like, "That was funny episode."
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. So Isak, you almost ruined a relationship.
What do you mean? Me?
Your idea. Yes, no, because the dating app thing was all your idea.
You guys could also disagree with an episode. You guys did multiple times.
We all disagree with the episode, and then we still did it.
Well, we did it because we had no choice.
We were literally locked up because it was a last second idea. You forced our hand, dude.
Do you know
we could have ran a marathon in the rain, guys.
Do you know what I think? Do you know what I think we could do? For like our first episode next year,
what
we could go camping in the summer,
yeah,
and then do our first episode on that.
Yep,
I feel like
that's not a bad idea. We could do
is that a teaser?
Ooh, maybe. Teaser.
Yeah, you might have to wait a couple months for it. But
what's stopping us really? I mean, like end of summer, just going
Alex,
out.
I'm not Alex. Who? What's your name?
What?
Zach.
Zach?
What?
Alex?
What the hell?
I just said it's called Zach Alex. What? You know, Zach, dude. Zach also does need to go back to England for the summer.
No, yeah. I don't.
Alex.
I live here.
No, so Alex is going to go back to England. And then Ballsack's going to go to Mexico.
I hate you.
I have to go to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, you got to go to the middle of nowhere.
We'll try to link up. If you guys are in Toronto, let me know. And we'll camp.
We're not camping in
Toronto.
No, but like if you're in town, just
we're
like,
not. We're not
we could just like go to Dundas Square and then camp there.
Yeah. I heard it's a really popular camping spot.
Oh yeah, no, I heard of it too.
Down Victoria Street.
No, we could just go up to like Ryan or something like that. He lives near camping area. I feel
you literally could. Like we could just camp. Yeah. At my house.
Nice.
Well, yeah. Could, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it'll be so dangerous, though. So. Are there bears?
There are actually bears, but they're brown bears. You just like fight back. And
no, black bears are the ones you fight
same
back.
Same thing.
No, they're different. Brown bears are dead.
Sorry. They're black bears, so like you just like clap at them and they'll run away.
Oh, okay. Clap. Yeah, we could clap some black bears.
Oh, God.
Or we could go like up to Tobermory and we can sleep with snakes.
Who?
Tobermory.
Have you never been to Tobermory?
I don't
know.
It's so nice up there. But there's rattlesnakes. There's rattlesnakes.
Oh, I do like rattlesnakes. They're quite cool.
Yeah. You could shake it like a rattlesnake.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Isak, this is your first time doing a podcast, right?
How did it feel? Or how did you feel?
I felt pretty out of my depth. I'd like to mention right before we end the podcast, I can't say the word depth. So when doing this podcast intro, when we decided on the name, I said I can never do the intro because I cannot say out of depth because I have a speech impediment.
Never have I ever gone to speech therapy.
All right, that's the end of the episode.
Wait, no, we got to do like some like... Bye, and thanks for watching.
That's the end of season one, boys. Welcome. Wait, thank you
boys?
For watching.
Boys. What if there are women watching the
if
podcast?
If there are any women listening to the podcast, hit me up.
Bro.
Don't please. Don't.
No.
Don't.
You know my girlfriend's going to be watching this.
Hi, Ryan's girlfriend. Please. No. You're wonderful and lovely. I respect women.
This is not how we're ending this season.
Wow. Okay, bye.